Her piano. There are days she polishes the case to a mirroring tool, yet she never sees her own reflection, only the brilliance of a walnut face where too many ghosts have gathered. She admires the frayed bench, horsehair poking through, an unlikely box of music rolled away for safekeeping, where fingered keys once pressed with exaltation and graced the room to a sympathetic vibration from cross-stinging glory. She's hostage to the fever where simpatico is addictive, her hallelujah haven, a place she remembers lost harmonies that tremble through the harp with petals pushed beneath her feet as the weight of her body shifted into a rhapsody of days gone by that echoed the nightbird's song and swallowed wing beats like tinseled stars in a flickering frenzy all the way from heaven and back. If she shared her innermost secrets, she'd tell you how she imagines lying naked on the hammer and strings until the action's completely immobilized, hitch pins locked from the weight of years she can't forget, 88 levers of ivory and wood pounding unforgettably into beautiful madness like a bridge between all things near and far, her heart a collectible, a piece of vintage art.